pants.
Oh, I'm a scared.
Let her walk in one of my shoes for a while.
Pathetic gay fool in an old dude school. Oh, I'm in a tizzy about my friend Timmy. It's such a pity, my friend Timmy. Poor, 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 poor Timothy.
And somebody. I'm thankful because I won't give up that somebody is out there. My friends, my family, my crazy, crazy work, my doki doki dog, and when I need it, I've got thankful for the good and love moments of my mom, of my Audrey Sue to Sue, my internet friends and family. You have no idea how much I love Big Fatty in the morning and Poodle and her, oh, Jimmy, oh, Jimmy, and my Baron Frosty. One moment, please. My Kathy Bacon call-ins.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
You have no idea how much I love Big Fatty in the morning and Poodle.
Yes! Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 4705. BFO for Thursday, the 19th of February, 2026. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me.
Show.
Y'all, I'm going to tell you all about my day that includes... Can you hear that? Can you hear that? Yes, everybody, we hear it. We hear it. Hello, 1 week's Big Fatty. Hi, everyone. I hope your Thursday is going well. Y'all, you're 1 week's today because, y'all, it's just 1 week. It's just 1 week until... Big Fatty in Durwood and the NIP. Y'all, it's we get on the aluminium tube of death and we fly to Lost Wages. Y'all, I'm going to give you the whole schedule of what we're doing and when we're doing it. Probably next week. Yes, Big Fatty, especially if you don't get some more so-so questions. Well, there's some truth to that. Yes, Big Fatty. excuse me. Oh, Big Fatty. Y'all, I'll tell you what that is in a minute. No, it was a solid is what it was, but also chocolate peanut butter ice cream. Yes, Big Fatty, 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 Fat, Fat. anyway, y'all, and I'm not sure. Oh, y'all, and I think I mentioned that by Saturday, we'll know if we've been upgraded to first class or not, but y'all, I was looking at the number of seats available, and y'all, I'll say this, and I'm probably going to jinx it, but it looks promising on all four legs of our trip there and back, so... Anyway, so y'all, keep your fingers crossed. Yes, Big Fatty, and your eyes. Of course, you look silly, but, well, you know, you look silly anyway.
This is the part where Poodle goes and eats some cake.
See y'all today.
Today, the 19th of February, y'all, it's a very important celebration of exiting the birth canal. Y'all met this person for the first time out there at the Pride 48 out there in Las Vegas. Don't remember if it was the first Pride 48 or the second one, but I know he came at least twice to Pride 48 out in Las Vegas. Yes, me, Penny. Y'all, He also had his own little show, and he would talk about his puppy dogs and his life and his nieces and all this stuff. And yes, we heard him at the beginning of today's little show. We did indeed. And I don't think he still listens, but if you do, get on the ham map. Yes, Big Betty. y'all, I am talking about none other than the one and only Timmy Sims. Big Betty, we love Timmy Sims. It's true. So, y'all, if you see Timmy Sims on any of the social medias, wishing a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal. And Big Fatty, I hope he gets a big old piece of cake. Yes, Big Fatty!
Happy birthday!
To tell you about the book club today that y'all now remember the wizard has all I don't think I did tell you this the wizard granted the wishes of the scarecrow and the tin man and the cowardly lion. Y'all, he just made shit up, and but he couldn't figure out how to get Dorothy back home, so he decided that he and Dorothy would make a giant balloon, and so y'all, he had these beautiful colored silks brought in, and Dorothy sewed the balloon, it came time to go, and they had hot air. The tin woodsman chopped up wood so they'd have hot air to inflate the balloon. And y'all, Toto ran after a cat, and Dorothy missed the ride, so she was left there alone. Although the wizard said that the scarecrow was in charge, and they were all very happy except Dorothy. And they were trying to figure out a way to get Dorothy home. And the scarecrow said, well, why don't we summon the flying monkeys again with the golden crown? And so they did. And the monkeys arrived and said, we would like for you to carry Dorothy back to Kansas. And they said, oh, we can't do that. We are not allowed to leave Oz. And so they flew away, never to be seen again, at least not yet. And so they asked the main god there at the wizard's palace what he would suggest. And he suggested that perhaps they should go and see Glinda, the Wicked Witch of the South. Big Fatty, the South? Yes, Glinda was the Wicked Witch of the South. And so off they went, and all four of them, and y'all, they came to this, they didn't know, you know, there was no road or anything, y'all, they came to this a grove of trees and everything. It's very dense, but there were a couple of little places where they could get through, and they started through, and the trees grabbed the scarecrow and threw him threw him, and, you know, he just fell to pieces. So they put him back together, and it happened again. So the next time, the Tin Woodsman, he just chopped off their limbs. And y'all, they headed on through the, y'all, that was the other thing. When the Wicked Witch sent the wolves, the Tin Woodsman cut off their heads. And when they sent the the ravens to peck out their eyes, the Scarecrow alarmed them. And then when he had their attention, the Tin Woodsman cut off their heads. And then when the bees came, the Tin Woodsman stood up, and the bees were stinging him, and that broke off their stingers, and that killed him. Anyway, they get through the woods, and y'all, they come to this giant porcelain wall, and y'all, the Tin Woodsman built a ladder, and they all climbed up on it, and y'all, down in on the other side of the wall, y'all, it was a china. What was it called? Big Fatty. It was called Dainty China Country. And y'all, it was all these small people and animals and houses and everything made of china. And y'all, they were all, and they only came up, the tallest thing only came up to about Dorothy's knee. And they were all afraid of all these folks coming in, and because they were afraid that they would break them. Dorothy wanted to take one of the princesses home to Kansas with her, but she said that she would lose all of her powers to move and speak and be happy and just sit on the shelf and collect dust if she did that. So Dorothy left her there. Anyway, they got to the other side of the y'all, they broke a cow's leg. Well, the cow did it because he was kicking. He was kicking at Dorothy. And they got to the other side, and the wall wasn't quite as high, so they all jumped on the lion's back and went over. And then when the lion pounced to go over it, y'all, he kicked. His tail kicked a church and broke it all to pieces. But anyway, they went on. And y'all, that's where we are right now. Y'all, it's unbelievable. It's unbelievable how much of the Wonderful Wizard of Oz is not included in the movie. Big Fatty, you can say that again. Y'all, it's hard to believe how much of the Wonderful Wizard of Oz is not included in the movie. Well spoken. Big Fatty, this is nice. Yes, this is the music from CBS Saturday Morning. And it's just, it's kind of nice. It's got that kind of high-pitched trumpet and lots of plucking. And just playing that as I tell you about my day. Y'all, Tuesday, y'all headed over. We're going to, on the... The schedule is visiting Shady Pines, but y'all, I got a message from the Page's Oakery Grill Tuesday morning, y'all, that the special was liver and onions. And y'all, I know that our friend that lives over there at Shady Pines loves the liver and onions. And sure enough, she sent me a message. Hey, can we go to Page's? They're having liver and onions. I said, yes. So, y'all, we went. And, y'all, it was a lovely, lovely evening. evening. we eat at 4:30. You know, the early bird special. And, she had the liver and onions with a biscuit, which she doesn't eat. She gives it to me, and I brought that home. And then I had the summer spring salad, and it was mixed greens with a grilled chilled chicken bazoom, and it had sliced strawberries and blueberries and candied pecans and feta cheese and cucumbers. Y'all, I didn't eat the cucumbers. Because you know they kind of swim upstream on me sometimes. So, but y'all, it was delicious, delicious, I tell you. And anyway, got home and watched the news with Tom Yamas. And what was I gonna say? Big Fatty, we don't know. Your eyes are crossed though. But anyway, and then after that, I watched The Wheel and The Jeopardy. Jeopardy was good. And y'all, then of course I turned the TV machine off, and you heard I went back to the wonderful Wizard of Oz and read that for a while. Then y'all hopped in the and the chamber and slept like a baby. Got a 98 score. Got up on hump day morning. had my breakfast. Y'all had that biscuit, biscuit toast, and I fried me up some Bafrin. And then I did my puzzles, read the paper. And y'all, then I was off on the morning nipple walk. Y'all, all I did was Fat Acres. Y'all, they've got a new auxiliary rat, that's working in the mornings now. Her name is, Lorena, I believe. But, anyway, Big Fatty, I thought you were going to say Dorothy. Well, who knows? But, anyway, y'all, after that, I picked up the nip and we went to the Von's East. Yes, Big Freddy! Yes, Big Freddy, we hear it. Y'all, as the new, went to the Von's East. Y'all had several things on sale that I wanted to get. Y'all started off with, y'all, they have the shredded Sargento cheeses, buy one, get one free. And y'all, I was looking for those that had the red hot seasoning and all, y'all, they seem to have stopped carrying those, so I got the extra sharp cheddar. You never have too much of that. Y'all, I had a coupon that if you spent $10 on Bird's Eye vegetables, you got $3 back. And y'all, they had the Bird's Eye vegetables, buy one, get one free, so I got three bags of the antioxidant blend of vegetables, and and I got the fire roasted cone. I got a couple of bags of that, y'all. Then they have the multicolored pepper rings on sale, so I got three bags of those. Y'all, they had the Marie Callender chicken butt pies on sale. Got a couple of those. y'all, they had the diced pancetta on sale. Got a couple of those. Got some couple packages of sliced mushrooms. And y'all, they had the bag solids, buy one, get one free. So I got four different bags of that. Got onions, three big onions. They were on sale. And y'all, they had these small container of pineapple chunks on sale. And the canned seasoned green beans were on sale. So I got all of that. Y'all, I spent $70.24, but I saved $54.52. Yes, Big Freddy! Oh, dear gussie, y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely Thursday. Y'all will finish up the week. Could you use some more so-so questions? Yes, Big Freddy, but... anyway, y'all, I did receive a communique from Patty Bacon, so we'll have that on tomorrow's little show. And y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, you heard the birthday boy himself and Timmy Sims. What do you think on your birthday?
You have no idea how much I love Big Fatty in the Morning and Poodle.
Oh,
Big Fatty, we love Timmy Sims, even though he's the one that introduced you to Mr. Cackle.
You can leave a comment on the secure website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com. Call the voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And leave a message or just natter with the Fat One and Poodle.
Yes!
The show is part of Pride 48 and is the premier production of the RNL Podcasting Network.